Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The age of America will soon come to an end. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The International Monetary Fund, the IMF, recently dropped a bombshell, and most of the world is yet to notice that for the first time, this international organization has set a date when the age of America will end and the United States economy will be overtaken by that of China. According to the latest IMF official forecast, China's economy will surpass that of America in real terms in 2016, which will bring an end to America's leadership in this world. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
America's leadership role in our world today is coming to an end, and it could be sooner rather than later, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For the last several years, America has been on a downward spiral economically, and it does not seem like any of our political leaders knows how to stop the economic disaster that is on the horizon for the United States. A recent report by the International Monetary Fund reveals that by 2016, China will surpass the United States economically and become the world's superpower. In light of the prophetic scenario that can be found in Bible prophecy for the end of times, the IMF report is right on target. America has been great because it has been the launch pad for world evangelization with the manpower, materials, and money needed to reach the world with the gospel message that Jesus Christ is the Savior. The United States has also played the major role in protecting the Jewish people. But that key role for America is about to come to an end, one way or another. The IMF forecast is one very viable possibility, but I believe the rapture of the church, true born-again Christians, leaving this world for the heavens, will render America inoperative. America has kept the Middle Eastern Islamic nations from attacking and destroying Israel, as foretold in Bible prophecy in Daniel chapter 11 and Ezekiel chapter 38. The rise of the European Union, which I do believe is at least the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire, and the appearance of the world dictator out of the revived Roman Empire, the Antichrist, as foretold in Daniel 7, verses 7 to 24, has been held back by a strong United States. With America on the sidelines, end-time Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...